Hello, Maggie Dent here, and I want to let you know about a brand new series you might want to check out, The Good Divorce. It's a series made by my friends at a great show called Life Matters and presented by a woman some of you might have seen on the news on ABC TV in Victoria, Tamara O'Dine. A couple of years ago, Tamara's marriage ended and it was tough. If you've been through it or are going through it or have a close family member or friend going through it, I reckon you can totally relate. So she's made a podcast about how and if you can have a good divorce.
Where there is conflict, there are casualties. There is no escaping that traditional adversarial divorce can feel very much like neurosurgery with a chisel, that it does damage along the way.
We so anticipate hostility. We so accept the rage and the anger and the bitterness and rancor that comes at the end of a relationship as normal that it's never even occurred to us to really strive to do this better.
But we must.
She said to me, "My mum and my dad don't get it. I'm half mum and I'm half dad. So when they fight, it feels as though the two halves of who I am fight and I can't feel whole."
I hear stories of people who had a pool of marital assets worth $500,000 who spent $100,000 on legal fees.
You see people fighting over tiny little bits of extra access or money, which really is so minimal, but it's more about getting into the fight and reclaiming your power.
I'm Tamara O'Dine. I'm an ABC News anchor and recently divorced mother of two gorgeous boys. My divorce wasn't fun and it hurt. So I'm on a mission to find out what it takes to have a good divorce, especially given the surge in separations after 2020's COVID lockdowns.
So nationally, in the last 12 months, our inquiry rate almost doubled. So we saw about a 95% increase in calls to Australian family lawyers.
I think being forced to sort of spend time in the same space and working in the same space too, I don't know, it was the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
It's very, very difficult. I've also had couples who've had to stay in the same bed and manage a separation, which is obviously quite difficult when you're going through all the emotions.
We'll hear from the experts on how to keep those emotions in check, to keep things out of court and split the assets without destroying each other.
It's interesting when people get to financial settlement, sometimes even when it's gone really well, I kind of brace myself for what's going to come next.
And we'll meet some parents who seem to have nailed it.
We share 50-50 care of our children, and we make that very easy for ourselves by living in side-by-side ground floor apartments. My daughter has her bedroom in my ex's house, and my son has his bedroom in mine.
And for those of you who have decided it's time to move on, tips on how to create a splendid, not blended, family.
Your only dog in the fight is with the person that you choose to have a relationship with. If your partner has children, just back off.
You can find The Good Divorce in the Life Matters podcast. Just search for it on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.